The following programming is sponsored by Fatima Peters. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hello, 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 Philadelphia. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show empowering and inspiring you to create a great opportunity for your own life. We are here every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on WWDB Talk AM on your 86 a.m. Philadelphia dial as well. Thanks to all our sponsors. My guest today is esteemed dear friend of mine for years, a man on a mission dedicated to his lifelong energizing, inspiring, and uniting people through music, chemistry, art, and community with drums, roots, and folkloric elements infused with infectious soulful grooves, and I've been through them. Welcome, Ben Arsenal.
Hey, good morning.
Oh my goodness, it has been a long time since we spoke, and this is fun. This is fun. Welcome. We are creating a better world through music.
That's right.
And it's an honor, by the way, to have you here in our show. This is called Alive for a Reason, a live radio for people that are living a live life and communing, you know, with music, dance, some music, healing, and fun. So let's talk about you. I would like to know, what inspired you to do what you do?
In what sense?
In music. I mean, have you been a musician since a young age?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been interested in music since I was maybe 10 or 12 years old, and I always like getting together with people, so I've been a party boy since 16, and
Would you do the garage parties?
Well, I grew up in Vermont, so it was more like cabins and igloos, you know?
Well, fun. And did your parents like music as well? Or you had to go to other friends' house to make the noise?
Yeah, absolutely. My stepdad, actually, he was a big collector. So he put me onto Brazilian music.
Really?
That's how I got into like Olodum when I was like 16.
Oh, my gosh.
I was drumming already, so I was really interested in drums and rhythm. But then when I heard Olodum, I was hooked.
That
was a game
changer. Let's talk about Philly, because what initially drew you to the Philadelphia music scene, and how was the city influenced by that, which I was part of that early years? So let's share that with our listeners.
For sure. Well, I came to Philly off of a hunch that it was a rich musical city. I didn't really know much about it. I didn't know any specific people, but I just had this feeling that there would be a great music path here to find. And so I moved here in 2006.
Wow, you had no one here.
I had no one here.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think I know anyone that came to Philly to start a musical or a stage career, performance career, not knowing anyone.
I didn't know anyone.
Was that tough? Absolutely.
Yeah, it was. So when I graduated high school, I actually went to, I did some traveling and ended up in Thailand. And I was teaching there for the better part of 7 or 8 months. And so I moved to North Philly Temple, brought in Susquehanna. And, you know, it was super frustrating because I had just gone through this like spiritual enlightenment. I had this world perspective, you know, like been around Buddhist culture, which is so relaxed and peaceful. And then I got to North Philly and everybody, you know, it's just a much different environment. And then on top of that, all the folks that I was around were 18. I was 19, you know, just a year older, but they had just left their parents' house. They had, you know, hadn't had the freedom to party or to be out there. And so we were just on much different planes.
I got it.
So then I eventually found, I met this party promoter who started showing me these underground parties. And that's when I started really connecting with the city outside of the temple scene. And that's when I knew, you know, it took me a while to find who's who and you know, understand what
an experience.
I was looking for, but
amazing.
What an experience for sure.
Well, now when I met you, one thing that I noticed, even though you are a man of the rhythm, the loud music, rhythm and drumming and all that, you had the sense of zen-ness in you.
Right.
And that's what you brought. You brought from Thailand, from your experience in that country.
Absolutely.
Of knowing who you are and being in that self. That's amazing. And see, when I came to Philly, Philly has underground music. You know, I don't know if it does still, but back then in the late 80s and 90s, which was, did you meet Patricia and Orlando Haddad from Minas Brazilian Music? Did you ever meet them?
No.
Okay, I'll introduce them to you.
Great.
And back then there were only us, you know, making music and carnivals and things like that. And there were underground places, Black Banana and...
Right.
And some other places. Music was great. And we would have like people like Milton Nascimento and Ivan Lins and so many musicians from Brazil. Like, I actually hanged out with Gypsy Kings.
What?
Yeah. Mary Shippen Carpenter.
No kidding.
We're talking, I had a friend, his name is Tom McCabe, and Tom McCabe knew, you know, Duck Watson. You heard about the folk, you know, and we would hang out. The Roots, I mean, we do hangouts and play music like casually, just an encounter, just sitting down, you know, and we were connecting with music, you know. And so I don't know, nowadays, do you have that? How do you connect and unite? Because that's your music, your mission.
Right.
To unite people through that. So does that only... has to be on the big rooms, or do you have small groups?
Yeah, there's, you know, there's been different iterations of it. You know, the pandemic was definitely kind of a turning point when I sort of started embracing and taking the organizing side of it a bit more seriously, because I was just kind of focused on, you know, I opened the studio in 2011 or so. And so I was really focused on the artistry. And what I realized was I had like kind of a series of failures, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, how that works.
I know how
failures,
that works.
You know, are the ones that will wake
that's
you
how
up,
we,
right?
That's how we get better.
That's how you get better. So I had these sort of aha moments where I realized if I didn't take, you know, kind of everything into my own hands, it wasn't going to happen, right?
Mm.
And so that's when I started really taking all the people that I knew and organizing their contact information.
Yeah.
Because I knew, oh, this person would actually want to come, but they just don't know.
There you go.
And so, I kind of took a bit of a entrepreneurial approach. And I started really organizing email and phone lists. And to this day, you know, I really, it's a big part of my... like recent success for sure.
This is a lesson, people.
Yeah.
Hear us out, because I say we, because I'm an artist. I am more an artist than a business person.
But every artist needs to take the time.
Yes.
It's actually not that much work. It's just ongoing
organizing.
Practice.
Yes. It's a habit,
it's
right?
It's a mailing list, because then that's your power, you know, and that's how you sustain your business, and that's how you maintain your time and your
contact those people.
Exactly.
You have a connection with them. They feel part of your journey.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen in a long time, but we part of this. And I met you then we chat on text. You have mutual friends. I introduce you to some new people. You introduce me new people. We have parties. Sometimes I might not go, but I see, I watch. This is a connection,
for sure.
And I think artists, and listen to this, there's a lot of people listening to this, and the importance is to maintain a habit that works. If you find that, especially with you, that worked for me too. The only way, I have over 10,000 people on my contact that I actually constantly am talking, not every day, not every month, not every 3-4 months,
right?
Maybe like you and I, you know, make it off and on in 2 years. But hey, you're here.
Yeah.
And we know of each other and we care for each other.
Right.
And that makes business going.
For sure.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, you have a new studio. Is that a public offering, or is that something just
for
you?
We do production services. We do some sonic branding, mixing, recording.
Yeah, what is the name of the studio?
It's called Elevate Sound.
Yeah, gosh, I didn't know you had that.
Elevate Sound, 2011.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. My husband is a voice teacher, as I told you, and there's a lot of singers. So I'll keep that in mind.
Great.
This is really good. Now, you have created something else. Tell us about Departed.
Departed, it's the product of, taking things into my own hands, right? Like we were mentioning.
I love it.
I actually had a few things that happened that spurred the creation of the project. One of them was a record that was being considered by Sony France. So I was actually in Paris at Sony headquarters.
What?
Yeah, it's a crazy story. I'll give you the short. So I went to Morocco, actually. It all starts in Morocco, and naturally. And so I'm gearing up for this trip, and I had been there when I was like 20 or so, and I knew about this spiritual music called Gnawa music. It's like they call it trance. It's very heavy rhythms and hypnotic, right?
I know. But I heard of it.
It's spiritual, yes. Quasi-religious a bit.
I am in sound healing, I heard of it.
It's
yes.
Incredible. So I had been there. I went to the Gnawa Festival years and years and years ago, and I was going back to for vacation. I figured, okay, I'm going to reach out and just, why not? I'm going to be in the city. I love Gnawa, and I'll just look up, see if there's a studio, and just write a message, right? You got to shoot the shots. That's the lesson. So I wrote this message. Hi, I'm Ben Arsenal from Philly. I do electronic music with live musicians, and I'll be in Essaouira. I'd love to, rent the studio, and if there's musicians, I'd be happy to pay, whatever. Uh-huh. I'll bring some beats, and we just, open to collaboration.
Wow.
Would that be possible? And all of a sudden, a couple of days later, I get this FaceTime call from France. I'm like, who's calling me from France? So I pick up, and it's this dreadlock guy, super hippie, amazing energy. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And he goes, yo, bro, it's Momo Africa. What's up?
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
I'm sitting there in my living room like, who is this guy? And he goes, I manage the social media for the studio. I saw your work. It's so cool. We got to do something. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So he says, here's Yassine's number. He runs the studio. He knows you're coming. Text him when you arrive. You'll meet him. And so I said, okay, perfect.
And you went for it.
So I went for it. So I meet Yassine.
Wow.
We spend a day sitting, maybe an afternoon, 3-4 hours. Sitting, we play each other music, we have some tea, da 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 da, and really nice vibe, very very like beautiful vibe. And
wow.
Then he says, okay, listen, tomorrow I want you to come back, you're gonna meet the master. And I said, okay, beautiful. So I came back, and there's this guy on the couch, amazing energy. I haven't even spoken to him yet, but just
you can feel it.
I can feel it. And so this guy, his name is Melem Mokhtar Ghania.
Wow.
And he's
what a name.
He's like the kind of BB King of Gnawa music. So I'm like sitting in the presence of this legend. I start playing him some music. He starts playing. It's the instrument's called the Gimbri. It's like a bass, but almost like a percussion instrument.
Wow.
And so he starts playing along with my beats, and I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. So
it's marrying, right?
It's infectious. It's like the tones are so crazy. He actually makes the instruments himself. So he says, okay, so we play, we're hanging. He says, listen, I like you. Let's record tomorrow. Come back. So I went back again. And then we spend like 2 days just recording over different beats.
Uh-huh.
Just, having a good time, having good vibes. And then at the end of the second day, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden this whole crew comes in. And I'm like, who are all these people? And it's a guy, like a French guy, his wife, I think his daughter, some other people. All of a sudden, the studio is like packed, and we're sitting there, and we're kind of taking a break. And I turn to the guy. I have no idea who he is. And I say, have you heard their new album? And everybody goes silent and starts laughing. And I said, oh, wow. What? Who is this guy? And he smiles and he says, yes, I've heard the album. And it turns out he's an executive from Universal.
And my gosh.
He was actually the guy that got them signed to Universal. He's from France.
Oh, my gosh.
So he says,
everything is going in.
Everything's just going in circles. So he says, can I hear some of your music? And I'm like, absolutely.
Sure.
Sure. So he's sort of like, okay, who is this kid, you know? So I play him a track, and he, in the middle, he goes, this is incredible. It's so sophisticated. The music's so good. And he turns to the guys and he says, Ben needs to remix one of our songs.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, okay. So at this point, this is like day three or four or whatever.
You were you were in a vacation, so which now had turned into your future.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, mind you, this is March 1st, 2020.
Wow. Wow.
So I went back to Philly. They sent me the stems to their lead single, Allah Sudan, which is this like kind of classic song that they remade. And March, that was March 8th or something. And then March, what was it, 11th, global pandemic, complete lockdown.
Man.
Nobody could go anywhere. But I had just escaped like the lockdown because Morocco was actually really bad. They locked the borders down. They weren't letting people out even.
So you just made it out.
Just made it out. So all of a sudden I have this like crazy bond with these folks.
Wow.
That then escalates into, you know, like this classic, I don't know, like unforgettable moment because we just were the last hangout before the pandemic started.
Isn't that something?
So I start working on this remix, sending it back and forth. They're like loving it because it's a little bit, I slowed it down a little bit to house tempo. It was a much faster track. I slowed it down to bring in a bit of a house element, electronic element, brought in some effects, some keyboards, some drums, some da-da-da-da-da, and did a remix. And they loved it. And so I ended up, we did a mix. They ended up getting it mastered by this incredible engineer in London. And then they signed it to Universal. And they ended up promoting their whole album with my remix.
What?
So they brought me back to France after the pandemic ended, and I did a little tour with them around France.
My gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, this is amazing. This is why we're here, to talk about when we are alive.
Right.
Which we are in the now. That's when things happen. We're going to take a little break, and we will be back here talking with Ben Arsenal. We're going to talk about his influence here in the music cultural history of Philadelphia.
Game Time is a sports-soaked therapy used by professional athletes, health and wellness providers worldwide to aid in the recovery process unlike any other product in today's healthcare industry. Recover faster. Use before and after activities or workouts to prevent injuries. We work out extremely hard to stay fit, so protect your body. Stay healthy with Game Time recovery products. Order yours today. Go to the website GameTimeSportsProducts.com.
Did you always have the desire to sing? Don't fall prey to limiting beliefs. Impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion. Master vocal technician John Nicholas Peters is the one to break down barriers and help you achieve your ultimate vocal potential. Students say he's the most brilliant vocal coach ever. You'll learn more in a short time than prior years of training. Visit www.vocaltechnician.com or call 215-487-2517 and start the journey to your greatest dream.
Unlock the potential of emotional intelligence in your workplace. Discover how understanding emotions can boost team integration, dynamics, motivation, and behavior, positively impacting sales and company culture. We offer affordable training with self-awareness and self-management practical tools for a harmonious work environment. Elevate your team's performance today. Visit emotionmanagementschool.com or call 267-671-0773.
Hello, 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 Philadelphia. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show. And we are here today talking to Ben Arsenal, the man on a mission, musical, magical mission. And we were talking about his international experience. And boy, what a miracle that was.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. And how did the Partit came from that?
So I ended up building a relationship with these folks in Morocco, and then the kind of angel manager, so to speak, his name is Jacques. So Jacques and I recorded a couple tracks when I was there, and another project, I had the recording of Mokhtar Ghania, and I brought it back to the U.S., and I got this a friend of mine, Anna Cleveland, who's a supermodel in the fashion world, to do some vocals. Sent it back. I got some more vocals from the Moroccan camp. And we made this song called Cuckoo Salam, which was, the idea was to kind of make a song about unity in the French, Moroccan space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like this conversation of this Western woman and this African people talking, you know, and having this like, this peaceful conversation.
Uh-huh.
And he thought it was really cool. I thought it was cool. So I was in Europe doing some shows with this group called Otis in Switzerland with my friend Moose.
Traveling, man.
Traveling. And he said, listen, I got us in a meeting with the head of A&R at Sony France. So I go to Paris to pitch this song because he thought it was like this could be a really cool cuckoo in French means hello, and salam in Arabic means hello, like greetings, peace. He's thinking this could be a cool commercial track for telecommunication companies, you know, Middle East, French influence, you know, there's a lot of crossover there. And so we have this meeting with the head of A&R Sony France. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to have my big moment. This, I've been working so hard. This is my chance, right?
Uh-huh.
And this guy sits down. He says, listen, I love this track. I think we're going to sign it. I just have to get, we have a new CEO. I'm just going to get his approval. Give me like a week and we'll get this moving.
Uh-huh.
And so I walk out of there. I'm like,
enjoy.
I'm like, wow, this is epic.
Amazing.
This is amazing. I finally have my shot.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks later, we get a email from him. I'm so sorry. The CEO is steering all of our resources towards French hip hop.
Oh, yeah, it can happen, you know, it can happen in the middle of a deal. Anything can happen, you know, we know, you know, that could happen. So what did you do with that?
So that was the motivation to take my career into my own hands. And so when I got back to Philly, it was interesting timing because I had just gone through that. I had just watched a documentary about Steve Aoki and how he started this party in LA and would have different DJs and network with them and build relationships. And that was sort of the moral that I took from that story was the power of hosting and building community, right?
Yeah.
And I had just gone on a trip to play a party in Switzerland and saw this like really beautiful kind of like higher tier production.
Classic, but yet very, very high pitch, very,
right.
Very interesting.
Right. And so, thank you. I got back to Philly and we were throwing these parties called Rogue. Shout out to Darian Gerard and June Rodriguez here in Philly. And this is during the pandemic. We'd pull up a generator and a sound system in the park. And, you know, open air, so safe.
Which year was that?
2020.
Wow. I actually remember that.
Yeah. So,
because people were, I remember that. It was, I actually got an invitation for that. I did get an invitation on Instagram for that.
Right. Yeah. So we were building this kind of, you know, it was called Rogue for a reason because we were just doing it was for the love of the music. To, you know, get people together, and it was clearly like an important release for us, but like tons of people as well.
Yes. During a tough time.
During a tough time, yeah. Mentally super challenging. Music is one of the
releasing.
Few things. Releasing.
Yes.
Yeah. Very soothing, therapeutic. And so all this is happening, and I realized, okay, now no one's signing me.
Yes.
The clubs are shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know the future now.
What's
I have
the
to make. Yeah, I have to make my own future.
And World Town had just gone under. You know, like we had our biggest booking season completely canceled.
And oh yeah, because so you were doing World Town. Yeah,
our live project.
Yes,
is you know a 9-piece live project, which was pretty much the worst possible thing to be a part of during a pandemic, right? So it was sort of this soul crushing time. And I realized, okay, now I need to take this into my own hands. What do I want to do? Okay. The moral of the story is I need to build a new brand, something that's fresh, something that embraces the electronic music culture from around the world that I know and that Philly doesn't quite have representation of. I want to throw the best possible party to, you know, fulfill my mission, which is inspire, unite, and energize people, right?
Yes.
And so I had a friend who had this warehouse space, and we started talking, okay, let's do this when the time's right. Obviously, 2020 is a little dicey.
Uh-huh.
But then the regulations came down. It was time. So I was like, look, I'm going to do everything that I can possibly imagine to throw the best event possible. And we had just come out with a single called Departed for the Evening. So I said, let's just call it Departed. And we're going to make this out of this world. We're going to make it all about, you know, good vibes, immersive house music experience. So we got these projectors.
How many people?
The first one we did about 350.
And now where are we at?
We're just shy of 1,000.
And so when is the next event?
June 22nd. So we're at the Av Live.
And where?
The Av Live.
Oh, my God. And tell again, because I'm going to go.
The Av Live, June 22nd. That's our main residency now. We're also working on Brooklyn in June as well. So.
Good. So there's a say about music and the Vegas nerve. Do you know about that?
No, I don't.
Yeah. So the music affects our nervous system. Okay. And so all you know is that music can produce powerful emotions. That's my area of work, you
okay.
know,
all
therapeutic.
Right.
And so we know that brain health can also be impacted by music. So that's why we have in emotion management school, we have an area for sound healing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And we do what it calls sound bathing.
Okay.
So what are you doing? Is sound bathing. People are enjoy and absorbing all that energy and healing themselves.
For sure.
You know, that's why it's so important that we keep that journey. Make sure that you are in that position. You know, that's what I remember. I miss a lot of that, those parties. I remember my brain focus was much faster and higher when I was in the Brazilian community with drumming, with dancing and all that. Mm. Do you know that? It is very important. Right now, I do listen to a lot of music and I do have crystal bowls. I do the fork tuning.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, I use all those. I have instruments. I have a baklava. I have a Greek little bouzoukia.
Oh,
I have
nice.
Guitars. I have flutes. I have piccolos. I love music. I'm a pianist. I'm an organist and pianist, you know. So music is my thing. So where can people find you? What is your Instagram?
Yeah, the best way is Instagram. My account is Ben Arsenal, BenArsenal, or you can look up Departed Together.
Let's all go to Departed, people. Let's all make sure we save the date. This is the party that we can feel alive.
That's
alive
right.
And ready for, you know, powerful things and creating miracles like Ben has created in his life. I'm very honored to have you here with us.
Glad to be here. Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Me.
And please come back again.
Absolutely.
We have so much more to talk.
We have a lot more to talk about.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back here next week, and we'll be talking about empowering and inspiring your life as well.